The Volkswagen Group that owns the Czech carmaker Škoda last week announced its decision to enter the booming Russian car market. The plan is to start assembling the Škoda Octavia in kit form. To avoid Russia's high duties on car imports, Škoda will make the cars in the Czech Republic, paint them, take them apart, and then have them reassembled in Russia. Škoda says that this should all be up and running by the beginning of 2008. David Vaughan spoke to our auto industry expert Lyle Frink to find out more.
This is actually a three-step process of going into the Russian market. You start off by doing kits, which require limited assembly in the destination country, and then you move up the value scale by substituting components, adding local components, while you also build your manufacturing capacity so you can make the complete car there.
And so there's something in this for the Russians, in that in the second phase, as it were, they'll be able to have more of their own components and their own manufacturers involved in the manufacturing process of the Octavia.
Correct. In the second and third steps, the Russian economy will benefit more as local suppliers are added.
Why has the Volkswagen Group decided to start its, as it were, assault on the Russian market with Škoda?
Because the brand is known. They're already there. And I also think that Škoda is a little bit more nimble at stepping into Eastern European markets than the Volkswagen Group per se. You could call them the shock troops for Volkswagen.
Russia is known to be a risky market. Is there a danger that Škoda and Volkswagen Group as a whole will get their fingers burned?
Absolutely. The market is in quite a dynamic transition following the renationalization of Auto Vas this last summer. Now the dominant automaker is managed by the country's arms exporter, which, according to investment banks in the region, has no automotive experience and no manufacturing experience. But they can sell you an anti-aircraft missile system.
So it's from Kalashnikovs to cars, basically.
Absolutely. It is not clear right now how the Russian government will support its local automotive industry, which means VAS. And so they could do this by changing the customs regime. They could do this by direct financial aid to the company. It's just not sure. And you don't have too many, you know, arms manufacturers that are running car makers. So there's a big uncertainty over how the sector in Russia will develop. It's a growing market, but it's an uncertain market.
Lyle Frink, and he was talking there to David Vaughan.